It is in their shoes. It is the first one. I am Neil Atkinson. I will be dealing with Manchester City. That is to come. Dan Morgan has taken on the gauntlet that is Everton. If only they'd have listened to him last season, they wouldn't have got themselves into such a mess. Mike Kearney has got himself Leeds United. He's bold. He's brave. He loves Yorkshire. We've got Adam Smith, who has put himself in the chair for Manchester United, for the Erik ten Hag revolution. And Adam, in good faith, in full good faith, how are you dealing with our friends down the M62?
Ah, Neil. It's a job. It's a big job, is where I'm going to start. And I think the problem I think we've got here is that the Manchester United squad is sort of fine. It's got a lot of rubbish in it, but it's got some all right players, some players that are sort of, you know, vaguely we can pin our future hopes on, young players that are going to go forward, which is which is good. But the big problem I've got is that from my point of view here, it's not just about the football. That's one of the biggest issues, right? And the problem we've got is that as long as people still buy the shirts and go to the games, then the results are of secondary importance for the people higher up at Manchester United. So there's not a big desire to change loads. The results on the pitch aren't that important to my bosses, if you like. So I'm looking at it going, well, we need to overhaul the state of the stadium for starters, right? So that's a big chunk of money that I'm going to have to look to spend. The idea that the Champions League is sort of all saving for Manchester United just isn't true. They're just my bosses just aren't that bothered about us getting into the Champions League, apart from the fact that they want to just keep the global recognition of the club up. We need to completely update Carrington. That's fallen to bits. We need to get that sorted as well. And that will appeal then to other players to come to us. At the moment, it's not as good as other training grounds for the likes of Liverpool and Tottenham and obviously Manchester City down the road. And that's posing a real problem. I want to look at what's going to go on the pitch. And in that sense, I think I need to speak to Eric, and I need to effectively say to him, Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't play any games, but we're going to basically make him into a coach, give him a sort of coaching role at the club. He obviously won't be happy not playing any games, but he's not the player to build the team around.